I know the election's less than 2 weeks away right now. So just what are some of the key viewpoints that you want folks to know out there as they head to the polls here in less than 2 weeks?
Just a quick breakdown on who I am. That's a question a lot of people ask. I'm a sixth-generation Osage County resident, born and raised in the Barnesdale area, where I live now, and I plan on being here my whole life. I started my career in law enforcement with the Osage County Sheriff's Office in 97 as a jailer, and I worked for 14 years there, worked up to an investigator when I left. I got 27 years of law enforcement experience, and most of that in Oklahoma and covering Osage County. And I just believe there's things that we can improve on, and things I'm going to bring to the table would be physical responsibility financially, being a good steward of the taxpayers' dollar. The school security in the world we're in now, we need to really focus harder on protecting our students and having school security, school resource programs. There is currently one, but we need to expand on it. Being a Republican candidate, one of the first things everyone asks is where do I stand with the Second Amendment, and I stand 100% with the Second Amendment. I believe the Constitution is the fundamentals of our country, and without it, we will crumble. There's many other things. We're suffering a fentanyl crisis in this country and in our county, and we have to be more diligent in battling that, and we're also we have a mental health crisis, and our mental health crisis has got to be readdressed across the state, and I really want to try to help spearhead something better with our mental health situations. So I got a lot of long-term goals, and I believe I'll bring a lot to the table.
You mentioned that fentanyl crisis right now, fiscal responsibility with Osage County Sheriff's Office. How do you look to try to improve upon some of those things that you just got done mentioning there?
The fiscal responsibility is we just have to be a good steward of the taxpayers' dollar. I mean, I think there is fat to be trimmed in every way, everyone's budget, everyone's life, everyone's business. There's always room for improvement. And I feel like we have to always continuously be trying to better the situation, and we're in a recession. I mean, money's tight. I fully understand that, but there's a lot of things we can do to improve what we had, just off of what we have, to make that dollar go further. And the fentanyl crisis, I mean, that's a huge issue right now. I feel like people almost feel like we lost the war on drugs, and drugs is methamphetamine was a problem for many, many years and still is a huge problem. But now fentanyl has absolutely, in my opinion, surpassed everything because of the casualty rate. The death rate with fentanyl users is so much higher than everything else. And we really have to work harder at educating the public, educating users, and we need to become a stronger at going after the drug dealers, the fentanyl pushers. I mean, they're literally killing people, and they need to be prosecuted, and they can be prosecuted, and I think that needs to really be focused on.
One thing you have mentioned, lifelong Osage County resident, I'm sure that kind of sometimes does have a negative effect, but overall does have a positive effect. So just kind of talk about that overarching goal, because I'm sure a lot of folks out there definitely have got to know you and your family over the last several years.
Yes, and I do believe it goes both ways. You know, there's people across this county that are newcomers to the county, and I welcome all newcomers. I think it's fantastic for people to be investing in our county and our communities and investing, tax dollars. I mean, that's very important for the county and the health of the county. But I think it's also very important that we don't ever lose focus of who we are and where we come from and what we believe in. And, Osage County is, in my opinion, a hidden gem in this state. And I kind of want to keep it that way, but also I don't have a problem sharing it. But I want to definitely protect it.
Of course, this election cycle, there's been a lot of accusations flung, not just the sheriff's race, but, District 1, District 2, et cetera, et cetera. Just one question I will ask. I have not spoken with Sheriff Verdon about this, but I'm going to ask him as well when I speak with him. Is it true? I don't remember the year exactly off the top of my head, so I apologize about that. But after Cavalcade, just trying to clear the air on this one individual subject, that he did pull you into his office and he did ask you, is it true that he asked you if you'd like to become Sheriff of Osage County?
It's a fact. It is a fact.
And that was, just to clarify, what year was that?
I believe it was a year and a half into his first term. I believe it was a year and a half. So it was July, so it was either 6 months or a year and a half. And I believe it was a year and a half into his first term. And at that point, he had ideas of going elsewhere and doing other things, buying land and other things, and basically asked if I would take over the reins to help protect what he had started. And of course, I agreed to do it, but then that fell apart. So,
like I said, I'm just trying to call, get people's views heading into the election. That way people can make a more informed decision whenever they head to the polls. Anything else that you would like to add that I may have left out, though?
Tuesday, June 18th, I would really appreciate everyone's consideration in voting for me, and I will plan to be a long-term fix for the Osage County Sheriff's Office. I don't plan on going anywhere.